This chazar is echnish b'chazak shag v'ruvim is echnish b'mos daf samach test. In fact, the Gemara had said that a separate pasuk was needed to teach her to be with a goy or a slave with whom there can be no legal marriage. This qualifies the woman. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Kiva, says the pasuk of kisiel ishzar means that she has to be with such a man even if there's no marriage between them. Then why is the separate pasuk of almana or grusha needed? Where it said the pesukim are needed to teach that a kehenna's widow with children may not eat from her father's truma, and a kehenna's divorcee without any children may still eat from her father's truma. If the pasuk would only mention the widow, we would think it's only she who can eat from the father when she has no children, since she can still marry a kohen, but a divorcee who may not marry a kohen may not also eat from her father's house, even if she doesn't have children. If we just mention a divorcee, we would say it's only she who can eat from her father's house when she has no children, because she's also to marry a kohen, but a widow can eat truma from her father's house, even if she has children. That's why the pasuk had to write both of them, meaning the divorcee cannot eat if she has children, but she can eat if she doesn't. But we would think that maybe a widow, even if she has children. Maybe we should say that someone that's usher for these purposes includes the case of her husband divorced, when her husband divorced or remarried her after she married someone else in between. The Gemara says the ishzar, which means a man that was always an outsider to her. If so, why does the chalal make her usher to truma since he's not an ishzar? Kehenna is allowed to marry a chalal. Versus the pasuk says lo yichal zar be'ama, but teaches that just as the kohen gadol makes a woman usher, his children who are chalal make a woman usher as well. Maybe we should say that a woman becomes usher if she marries one of the pasul men even before having had beer with him. I said we learn from the case of Kohen Gadol and a widow, just as there is from the time of Bia, same here as well. Maybe we say that a woman only becomes Aser if there's a marriage and Bia. We learn from the case of Kohen Gadol and a widow, just as there is from the time of Bia alone, so too it's here. In the Brisa quoted earlier, Bia said only a man whose children are puzzle will himself make a woman puzzle through Bia. Bia can explain the difference between the opinion of Ramei and the Tanakam as a Jewish woman who is a second generation Mitzvah Adami. According to Bia, since his child may marry into Klal Yisrael, third generation, so he himself would not make a woman puzzle. The reason for each sheet is based on the case of a widow and the Kohen Gadol. The Kama says, just like the Bia between them is Aser and the woman becomes puzzle, so to any Bia that is Aser makes the woman puzzle. Rabbi Yossi said, it's only because the Kohen Gadol's children will be puzzle as Chalolim that makes the woman puzzle as well. The Brisa then said, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, any man whose daughter may marry a Kohen may also marry this man's widow. Ula explained, the difference between the Shita and Rabbi Yossi would be a man who is a Ger, Amoni, or a Mayavi. Rabbi Yossi would say that they make their wives Aser just as their sons are Aser, and Rav Shimon Gamliel would say, since their daughters are Mutter, their wives are Mutter as well. The reason for Yeshita is based on the case of the widow and the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yossi says that the Kohen Gadol's children are puzzle when he marries a widow, and he therefore makes her puzzle, and the same would be of these people. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, just as all the Kohen Gadol's children become puzzle, so too a man will make a woman usher only when all his children become puzzle, whereas these men mentioned only make their sons usher, not their daughters. Zok the Mishnah, a rapist, a seducer, and a shaitu do not possible a kohenis from eating truma, and do not entitle a non-kohenis to eat truma if the rapist is a kohen. If these men are not mutter to marry into Klal Yisrael, they do possible from eating truma. How is this so? In fact, the Mishnah, if Yisrael rapes a kohenis, she may still eat truma. If she becomes pregnant from him, she may no longer eat truma. If the fetus was cut up in her body, even if not yet delivered, she's already allowed to eat truma. If a kohen rapes a non-kohen, then she is not entitled to eat truma. If she becomes pregnant from him, she may still not eat truma. When she gives birth, she may begin to eat truma. The result is that the child has more power of entitlement than the father. Zakh Mishnah Vaita, a slave makes a kehenis also to eat truma if they have bia. If a kehenis was married to a Yisrael who had died, and then the only surviving issue was a slave, that issue does not prevent her from returning to eat truma to her father's house. Ketzad, Misha says, if Yisraelis marries a kohen, or if a kohenis marries a Yisrael, and they have a son, and the son is then mizana with a maidservant, a shifra, who has a son from that znus, the child is considered to be an evikanani. This grandchild is not considered a child who would permit his grandmother Yisraelis to continue eating truma on account of him, and would also not make his grandmother, who's a kohenis, from eating truma. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, Mamzer does not make his grandmother, who is a kohenis, usher to eat truma, and makes his grandmother, who is Yisraelis, who married to a kohen, mutter to continue eating truma. Ketzad, if Yisraelis marries a kohen, or if a kohenis marries a Yisrael, and they have a daughter, and the daughter is mezana with a servant or a goy, and a son is born from that znus, the child is considered to be a mamzer. The grandchild is considered to be a child who would permit his grandmother, Yisraelis, to continue eating truma on account of him, and would make usher his grandmother, who is a kohenis, from eating truma. The Mishnah ends off, there are times when a kohen gadol will passel his grandmother from eating truma. Ketzad, if a kohenis marries a Yisrael, and they have a daughter who marries a kohen, and that daughter then has a son, that son is fit to be a kohen gadol who does the avodah on the mizbeach. The kohen gadol would make his mother mutter to eat truma, but would make his grandmother also to eat truma. Zakhmar in this suggests that the marriage of a shayta is not a valid marriage. This is also stated in the Mishnah that says that if a shayta gets married and dies without children, his wife is not subject to yibum. The Mishnah said, Ketzad harei Yisrael shebaal bas kohen v'chulu. She would be also immediately after the rape as a concern that maybe she has become pregnant. We find that we're concerned for pregnancy in other cases, so we should do the same over here. Rabbi Bar Avuna said, we only have this concern with regard to matters of yichus, but not with regard to matters of truma. We find that even for matters of truma, we're concerned for slight possibilities. So Rabbi Bar Avuna said, we're only concerned for pregnancy from a bia done in marriage. The woman does not take steps to prevent the pregnancy, but not from his nus after the marriage. Over there, she prevents herself from becoming pregnant. The Rabbi Bryce says that a kehenes who becomes a widow from her Yisrael husband may eat truma that evening of the death after having gone to the mikvah. We see that we're not concerned for a pregnancy even from a bia Shvia in a marriage. Or Chizah said the Braisa means that she may eat Truma for the first 40 days, because even if she's pregnant for the first 40 days, the fetus is not considered to be a child at all. Abaye asked, the Braisa says if it later turns out that she was pregnant all along, she would have to pay for any Truma eaten presumably from the time of death. We see that even during the first 40 days, she's not eating Truma. But it says, no, the Braisa means that she's liable for the Truma eaten from the 40 day onward, not before that. Dr. Mar Braisa says if one has Bia with his Arusa while she still lives in her father's house and they have a child from that, Rav says the child's a Mamzer, Shmuel says the child's a possible Mamzer. Rav said Rav's view is logical when we have reason to believe the rumors or something like that, that this woman was Mezana with men besides her Aru's husband. However, if there's no reason for such belief, we would assume that the child is from the husband. Rava said we can see this from our mission. The mission says that if the Kohen rapes a woman and she has a child, she may eat Truma. Now, the case must be where she's not rumored to have been Mizana with others, and we see that even though this man and woman are also to each other, because we can assume that, but still we can assume the baby is from this man. Surely in the case of the Braisa, who is Nus with her husband is Mutter, and Nus with any other man is also, surely we can assume that if there are no rumors, that we can say that this child is from this husband. Therefore, it must be that Rav Shita has only said when there are rumors that the mother was Mizana with other men. Abai said maybe that Rav considers the child Mamzer, even when there's no rumor the mother was Mizana with other men, because we assume that since she's Mizana with her Aris, she's likely to have been Mizana with other men as well. However, the mission is discussing a case where the Kayan and the Israelis were locked together in prison, and that's why we can assume that the baby is his and no one else's, since there's no other men there. Others say that if the Aris admits that he had been with Arusa, all would agree, we can assume the child is his and not a Mamzer. Machloikis is where he does not admit so, and we therefore do not know who the father is. In that case, Rav says the child is a Mamzer, and Shmuel says the child is a possible Mamzer. Rav said the view of Rav is logical, where the Arusa is suspected of being Mizana with men other than the Aris, and not with the Aris at all. However, if the Aris admits to being Mizana with her, even if she's also suspected of this with other people, we can assume that the child is his. Rava said, we can see this from our mission. The mission says, if the Kohen rapes a woman and she has a child, she may eat Truma. If the case is where she's only suspected of Nus with the Kohen and no one else, it would be obvious that she can eat Truma. It must be that the case is where she's also suspected of Nus with other men, and although the Kohen and the other men are also to her, we can assume that the child is from the Kohen. If so, in the Braisa, where the Aris is Mutter to her, even though she's suspected of Nus with others, we can surely assume that the child is from the Aris. Abaye said, and maybe that Rav says the child is a Mamzer in any case where there's a suspect that she was Mizana with other people. It may be that the mission is discussing a case where she's not suspected of being Mizana with anyone else at all. Mission said, Avid Pais Mishum Bia V'chulu. Why is the slave not considered to be her issue? But the Pasuk teaches, Dr. Mara, that the child of a maidservant is considered to be her child and a slave, and therefore not considered to be a grandchild of the Gehenis. Mission said, Mamzer Pais V'chulu Machal. Abaye learns that a Mamzer is considered to be a child for these purposes from the Pasuk of Zera Einla. Rish Lakash asks, our mission, which says that a Mamzer is created from the relationship of a Jewess and a slave, only Rabbi Akiva, who says that Mamzer is created from relationship also by Alav, Rabbi Yechanan said, the Rabbanon who argue in Rabbi Akiva agree that when a slave is Mizana with a Jewess, the child is a Mamzer. Mishnah said, Kohen Gadol Pa'am Misha Paisel. The Gemara quotes a statement that a grandmother may make, like the one mentioned in the Mishnah, that she would prefer having a Mamzer as a grandchild in the case where he would allow her to continue to eat Truma, rather than having a Kohen Gadol as a grandchild in the case when he makes her also to eat Truma. Hanlach Perek Amon Le Kohen Gadol.